Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots on your commute. Hopefully you are all blessed. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We're broadcasting out of Spokane this morning on 96.5 FM and on the AM dial at 630 kilohertz. And our live streaming. Thank you for spreading the word to your like-minded friends and family about the Morning Commute and Radio Free Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you, and good morning to all of you out there. Gosh, you know, we have Thrash a Commie Thursday here, you know, and we had a couple different listeners talk to us yesterday through emails about different things with Ted Cruz and saying, you know, one listener says, how did you ever assume that Ted Cruz wasn't a rhino to begin with? And our response was
presumed that we assumed.
Yes. Well, we have always known that he was a rhino, which is why we never supported him when he thought he was going to run for president. And so, you know, yeah, we are solid Trumpers, and rhinos, you know, rhinos stand out like sore thumbs. Both the rhinos and the dinos, you know, they're Republican in name only is what that stands for, or Democrat in name only. And what that signifies is that they both have been taken over by the communists.
Yeah.
And so they both support the same line. They both support the same agenda.
Yeah.
So they really, really stand out, and they're obvious.
What impressed us is with all of – there was only a handful of senators that were saying, we need to challenge this. We cannot certify this election until – We need to challenge the election results because there's so much evidence of voter fraud and irregularities.
Right.
And he was one of them. And I was his speeches that he gave, I was like, wow, this guy he's going to bat for Trump. I mean, he's saying all the right things.
We were surprised. Yeah.
Yeah. This was, he's not playing it safe. He's sticking his neck out there and boldly. Well, I think that he was thinking Trump was going to pull it off. And I think that what happens is
everybody thought that.
Right. But at that time, I think that he gambled. He gambled. He acted tough. He acted like a strong conservative, certain that Trump was going to somehow get in, that the election results are going to be challenged, and then he'd be positioned well by being a pro-Trump. I'm one of the ones who fought for you. Right. I'm not a rhino. See?
Right.
So that... I think he took a chance. I think he didn't pay off. And now he's backpedaling. He's doing damage control because, they're going to try to eviscerate anyone who shows any type of support for President Trump.
Right.
So I think that's the deal behind that. And we were hopeful. Hey, people do change. People, sometimes a switch comes on inside of somebody and they find that fire and they'll
go for it.
Yeah, they do the right thing.
And then there's the fake people like Cruz, who was just a fair weather friend, you know.
Almost all of them, except for just a few.
I know. It's so very sad.
Kathy McMorris Rogers, you know.
She did it.
Oh, yeah. I just cannot support this with this riot.
Yep. Turncoat.
That's what I wanted to finish talking about a little bit and contrast that to the takeover. That there was a media blackout on.
Right.
Where the Antifa, anti-fascist, communists, revolutionaries overtook a hotel in Olympia. And not a word, not a peep. Nothing about extremism, nothing about terrorism using force or coercion to affect political change.
Right. Because then they would have to look in the mirror and go, oh, we're doing the same thing that we're trying to accuse Trump of. Right. You know?
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. Yeah.
Yep. And you know, and by the way, like we said before, Trump is, he did get elected. He is the legally elected president, period. And so, you know, some of our other listeners have said, you guys said, and we believed you that Trump was going to win. He did win. He did win. We are not in control of how 60 judges handled this response.
No kidding.
I mean.
They just absolutely refused to hear it. So here we are in the situation that we're in. We have the Bolshevik Revolution has come to America. Welcome to the USSA.
Yeah.
So we have, it's a coup. The Republic fell.
Yep.
We're not under the rule of law, under the Constitution, except for the portions that they try to claim.
Well, we could also be called the United States of Venezuela right now. I mean, that would also work, you know,
Venezuela 2.0, because, even the Dominion machines that were designed
specifically
to flip
for that
Venezuela have been used here as well. So
with the same results.
Yep. So we've got the word of the day today.
Yes, and we do.
Incidentally, yesterday was the national nets. There's nets today too. The Amron nets. That's the amateur radio nets that are taking place, and of course the local FRS, MERS, and CB nets that take place. But the word of the day yesterday, too, is going around. But that one, you can't get that one. You have to get that one off the air by participating in the Amron nets. It's a big secret.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so the word of the day comes to us from 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verses 36 through 39, which are all about Solomon's prayer of dedication, which is very cool. This is him dedicating the temple, and this is also, you know, a little bit of backstory here. This says that when he finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. So this is a couple of the verses from that.
What an amazing thing to see.
No kidding. Wow. I mean, the guy that asked for knowledge from God, and he was given everything, because he didn't ask for things. He didn't ask for money. He asked to know right from wrong.
Yeah, and he wanted wisdom.
Yes, he wanted wisdom. And God was so happy about that. It's like, you know, basically more or less what it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all else will be given unto you.
Yeah.
That's more or less what happened with Solomon by him asking for wisdom above all else.
He gave him wisdom give me wisdom to rule your people.
Yes.
Because I don't know what I'm doing.
To know between right and wrong. Right.
Too bad he didn't say, give me wisdom with all things. He's pretty specific.
Well, maybe his poor little brain wouldn't have been able to handle that.
I don't know. I mean, look, how wise is it to have 1,000 wives,
That's
right?
That's not very wise
at all.
I mean,
700 wives and 300 porcupines and...
I know.
Sheesh. So that's not wise. It's just that, I was kind of specific there. I needed wisdom to rule your people. So I'm just really kind of messing everything else up and doing some not very smart things.
Okay.
Then he started following down the path of all the...
I know. Well, see, that's what happens.
The idol worship.
You get led astray by all the things that you're not supposed to be tempted by, the things that you're not supposed to follow through all your temptations. God says one man, one woman in marriage for a reason. And so he's not kidding around.
Nope.
Okay, so anyway, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, 36 starts, when they sin against you, for there is no one who does not sin, and you become angry with them and deliver them to the enemy, and they take them captive to a land far or near, yet when they come to themselves in the land where they were carried captive and repent and make supplication to you in the land of their captivity, saying, we have sinned, we have done wrong, and have committed wickedness. And when they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their captivity where they have been carried captive, and you pray toward their land, which you gave to their fathers, the city which you have chosen, and toward the temple which I have built for your name. Then hear from heaven your dwelling place, their prayer and their supplications, and maintain their cause, and forgive your people who have sinned against you. And so, it's repentance. That's saying, you know, this is kind of like the story about King Manasseh, right?
Right.
Where, gosh, he sinned for so long, and you'd think that he sinned so long. He sinned 50 years as king and did all this terrible idol worship and it was pervasive. And so you'd think that after 50 years, God might have, you know, decided to do paradidomy with him. Paradidomy, which is turning him over to his own desires because he's lost at that point.
Yeah.
And yet he repented. King Manasseh repented after 50 years of that, and God forgave him.
It's true. The reason why we are appealing, and someone, I can't remember, it was, I don't know, a few weeks ago, a listener was commenting about something, and then they said, why don't you teach out of the, why don't you give the word of the day from the New Testament? Well, we do.
All over the place.
Have you not been listening?
It's thorough.
Yeah, I'm going to get my wiffle bat out. But so we do. But here's the thing. The Old Testament, you've got to know it as well. It's the history. It's the foundation for the New Testament.
You can't have one without the other.
It's so incomplete without that knowledge, that history, and the foundation of it. But I think it's important, really, for us to know the character of God.
No kidding.
To read the Old Testament, because you can tell the believers that they're strictly New Testament believers. Jesus is a really nice guy.
Right, right.
Right, he's just a really cool guy, and he's my friend.
And he is.
Right. But that's not it. That's so much more.
That's only part of it.
Not even scratching the surface. And matter of fact, it becomes irreverent.
Right.
You know, you don't truly know who he is. If he's your buddy,
right,
you don't know who he is. God, you know.
Well, can I elaborate on that point that you made for just a second? Because that's a really, really good point.
Well, can you hold on to that? Because I want to hear it.
I don't know. I hope I can remember in just a second.
Okay, go ahead.
No. Go. You go. Go ahead. Go ahead.
The reason why we are appealing, and we go back to this, back to reading and studying the Old Testament and understanding God's character, is how he deals with his people when they are in rebellion. And here in the United States, built on Christian principles and foundations and even God's word, this nation has rebelled against him. So we can see how God has dealt with his people when they rejected him, when they rebelled against him. They're going to go into captivity, or they are going to be overtaken and conquered. Something bad things happen. And so just like the prophets back then calling, and judges calling them to repent, believers today are calling our nation to repent, our people, so we won't go into captivity.
Right.
So we won't be overtaken by a foreign enemy who will just eat out our entire land. So they'll just completely annihilate it, eviscerate us. Until we cry out to God and you know, oh, please forgive us. And we cry out and we beg forgiveness with all of our heart and all of our soul. And then he redeems us. Which that's a positive. That's our God will redeem us when we do go back to him. But man, that is the painful way to go.
Well,
we can avoid it.
We are in the position of Nineveh right now.
Right.
We really are. And I really believe this is why God has put it upon us to share true repentance, not just a shallow repentance in the mind where you go right back to your sin the next day, but real true repentance of the heart, because this is critical.
Yeah.
I mean, we are Nineveh. We've got China and Russia, and there's an article that we want to get to today because there's something very, very peculiar going on right now that I would really like to point out. We'll get to that here in a bit, but we are Nineveh with our enemies at our border, inside our border, in fact.
Right.
And man, if we're not serious, I mean, if we really don't buckle down and repent as a whole nation, we're toast.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, there's an enemy that is planning right now to come in here and colonize the Western states, the Western nations, you know, Canada, the United States, Australia. They want our resources. They want the land.
Yep.
They want us to go.
And they are positioned.
And yeah, and so anyway, just there's a reason why we read these. You know, well, first of all, the Lord directs you to these.
Right.
So very good. Now, to your point, also, hopefully we didn't derail you too
okay,
badly.
Okay, think. Okay, your point was about, oh, yes. Okay, so you were saying that the new Christians only read the New Testament, and so therefore their idea that Jesus is just this nice guy is fairly short-sighted because it's not a thorough investigation right. of whom he is and who he is. And so I just wanted to point out that love encompasses all sorts of different things that include punishment, right?
And sure. you know, love as, your children.
Right, exactly. I was going to use that as the you know, comparison, because like any good father will reprimand their children for playing in the street, right? That child may view that as, oh, you don't love me. You know, you right. don't love me. You're not letting me do what I want. And meanwhile, the father's like, there's cars out there, little fella. You yep. better get out of there. And so we are in that same boat where if you keep playing in that street, your father's going to spank you to protect you.
Right.
I mean, so that you quit doing that, so that you don't get run over, right? And so that is kind of what is, you know, the Old Testament shows God has wrath. And yep. and like we were describing yesterday, if you won't humble yourself, if you refuse and you remain stiff-necked and rebellious, he can make you eat dirt.
Yep,
until you do.
No, really good, great points. Great points. So, let's go ahead and take a break here real quick and then come back, cover some more of this stuff. I'm going to touch on a little bit, draw some parallels with the situation, what they're trying to call extremists, the Patriots extremists. Some bad stuff coming down the line. It's beginning. So,
yep.
All right. This segment was brought to you by Prepping 2.0, the podcast by Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, both authors, husband and wife team behind the microphones there, taking your preparations from the basics to more advanced. Prepping 2.0. And the website is prepping2-0.com. Check them out. And we'll be back here at the Voice of the American Redoubt right after this.
Recognizing a communist, physical appearance counts for nothing. If he openly declares himself to be a communist, we take his word for it. If a person consistently reads and advocates the views expressed in a communist publication, he may be a communist. If a person supports organizations which reflect communist teachings, or organizations labeled communist by the Department of Justice, she may be a communist. If a person defends the activities of communist nations while consistently attacking the domestic and foreign policy of the United States, she may be a communist. If a person does all these things over a period of time, he must be a communist. But there are other communists who don't show their real faces, who work more silently.
All right, we're back with segment two. Segment two brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense. Strategic Self-Defense.com is the website for customized training at your home or your business, your vehicle, your world to give you the home field advantage. Strategic Self-Defense. All right, Lady Liberty.
Yes.
We are back. We've got a ton of stuff here. We're going to try to cram in. My goodness, there's... you want to go first or...
I don't
you want
know
me
which,
to or what?
Which. Okay, I'll go first, and I'll keep it short. Put my timer up there, will you?
Yeah.
Okay. So as we were talking about before the break, there's some serious stuff. Like I said, that you know, here we are. We're like Nineveh, and there's some headlines that are very disturbing from Epoch Times that read, "Nuclear war with China or Russia, a very real possibility, U.S. Admiral warns." And so we have that going on at the same time that we have Japan and the U.K. partnering up. And this article about the U.K. and Japan partnering up struck me as very, very odd. It says it's called U.K. Japan voice serious concerns over Beijing's maritime aggression in the South China Seas, the East and South China Seas. And so it says here, Britain and Japan on Wednesday expressed serious concerns over the situation in the East and South China Seas and their common opposition to the Chinese regime's unilateral attempts to change the status quo by force. And so what occurred to me as being very odd was, typically Japan is our ally, right? And why are they reaching over there to Britain for an ally? Has the Japanese government decided that now we are Beijing Biden's
right.
nation?
Yeah.
Have, you know, clearly their threat is Beijing and China.
That's right.
And now if we are under Beijing Biden, maybe they feel that we are no longer trustworthy as an ally because we would support China over them. And so here they have partnered with the UK instead and over maritime aggression. And so I just thought that was really odd because it's very revealing. Maybe governments are very much aware of how much Beijing has control over Biden.
That's right.
To where they've skipped right over the United States looking for help. They went straight to the UK instead, and I find that horribly disturbing.
That's right.
And so the fact that here now, Biden went in and renewed the thing that Trump got rid of with Russia, with the it was the nuclear deterrent bill that Trump said Russia was not keeping up their end of the bargain on, right?
Right.
And so Biden just went and renewed that with Russia. And so So we have now this, like what they're calling a threat, nuclear war with China or Russia, a very real possibility.
And someone like Biden in there is just an encouragement.
Right. And so, Trump and Putin got along. And so Putin seemed to be happy with us for the most part.
Yep.
And now that China is basically in the United States, maybe Putin is deciding that, we're not so much friends anymore.
That's right. That's right. And now we don't have a strong leader. They respected him. I mean, for the first time, they respected a president, the first time in a long time.
That's right.
They had a true healthy, if not a fear.
Right.
And it wasn't, because he's a loose cannon. They knew because the guy's brilliant and he's a patriot.
On top of it.
Yep. America comes first. And that's the way it should be.
Yep.
Sadly, we don't have the same thing going on right now. There are several things going on that while the media absolutely refuses to cover this, these terrorists, domestic terrorists, really, and that's what they are, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, especially Antifa taking over this hotel, assaulting people, and not a word. And so right now we've got the Secretary of Defense ordered a 60-day stand down to confront extremism in the military. That's right. He called on the services to conduct a 60-day stand-down on the issue of extremism in the military, prompted by the January 6th attack on the Capitol and subsequent reports of both active duty and former service members attending a rally calling to overturn the 2020 election. Right? So he says, even though the numbers might be small, they might not be as small as we would like them to be or we believe them to be. So they're going to go through the military. They want to have a purge. They want to purge the military. Good luck doing that because the majority of the military are politically conservative.
I know.
But here in other things, other stuff that's going on right now, New Mexico, a New Mexico bill would fine parents for teaching children how to shoot. Did you guys get that? In New Mexico, now they're so emboldened, the communists, the anti-Americans are so emboldened, they actually want to, they're pushing for a bill right now that would fine parents for teaching children how to shoot. Now, my response to that is the Ninth Amendment. The Ninth Amendment of the Constitution, which they're trying to destroy. Oh, by the way, they took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, and then they're violating it. So they're violating federal law. It is the highest law of the land, and they're in violation of it. But the Ninth Amendment, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. In other words, just because it's not, look, you start messing with parents, the parental rights to teach their children what type of doctrines they want to instill in their children, what type of skill sets, teaching them to shoot, teaching them about the Bible, teaching them about American heritage, teaching them that homosexuality is actually a sin. And these at the state level, they want to criminalize parents for these types of things. And that is an area you cannot touch. This is where the Ninth Amendment, basically it says all of this Bill of Rights, these Bill of Rights are not comprehensive. Just because it's not written down there doesn't mean it's not a natural right that belongs to you. Parenting is one of them.
That's right.
And what you teach your children.
Right.
So these people are asking, they're asking for a fight. I mean, they're pushing for a fight. So Redoubt News got a great article up right now basically saying they've just declared war. War has been declared. Sherry Duvalli wrote that. And really, that's essentially what's happening right now. And on that note, over in Seattle schools now, they're having the teachers are having their children in the classrooms pick their gender. Starting from kindergarten, they're introducing them to this.
Right.
That's abusive. Anyway, we're out of time. Guys, you be safe out there. God bless all of you. Join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. for the morning commute. Just a lot to get to.
And have a wonderful Thrash Akami Thursday, and blessings to all of you.